Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
God has control over end results. We are reading from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Praise God. Someone said, it seems that God will do nothing on earth unless someone on earth prays for it, decrees it, or requests it. Sometimes people ask, why does God not destroy all wickedness and straighten everything out here on earth? He can do all, he can do that until the contract runs out. Until the contract runs out, for he gave man control on the earth and commanded him to have dominion over it. Someone said God has everything under control. And someone answered, if he has everything under his control, he already has it in a mess. Don't blame God. He doesn't have everything on earth under his control. He does, however, have an overall control on the end results. God has prophesied from the beginning what the end will be like, and it will turn out that way. But in the meantime, until the contract expires, it is up to man to exercise control over the works of the devil here on earth. God's people have been given to pray, authority to pray and intercede for their nation. We must get direction from God, then we must vote godly people into office. If you don't vote godly people into government, the ungodly will fill the positions. We must exercise our rights on earth. In the fourth chapter of Ephesians, Paul wrote that Jesus has given gifts to man. We are reading from Ephesians 4, 11 to 13. And he gave some to be apostles, and some to be prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness in Christ. We may have different doctrine, but for Christians it should be possible to unify in faith. Christians should unite in faith for a common cause, to undo the works of the devil has done in our nation and our government. It can be done by prayer and voting godly people into government positions. Don't leave it up to God and then complain when the wicked control the government. Jesus, our intercessor, our advocate, will by the Holy Spirit give direction in these matters. God's Spirit knows all things. And if we tune in the Spirit of God, he will reveal to us what we need to know. We do not think that everybody gets better and better. On the contrary, the world is getting more wicked and more confused because their darkness is getting darker. But to believers, we walk in the light of the Word of God, our light becomes brighter and brighter. As the wicked come closer, to the end, they are coming closer to the kingdom of darkness, and so their darkness grows darker. It says in Proverbs 4:19, the way of the wicked is as darkness, they know not at what they stumble. But as believers, we are coming closer to the kingdom of light, and our light grows lighter. We read in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Jesus said about this in John 8, 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. The wisdom of God will lead us and guide us with great light at the end time. The body of Christ on earth has spiritual authority. If we allow demons and evil spirits to destroy our freedom, it's not God's fault. He prepared the body of believers to do the work of God. No, God doesn't have everything under control on the earth, but he has an overall control of the end results. As Jesus said in Matthew 16, verse 19, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven. In other words, what you have authority to bind on earth, and it will be bound in heaven. Stop and ask yourself, what is bound out of heaven? Sickness, disease, poverty, all things that hurt and destroy are bound out of heaven. As a body of Christ, we live with authority on this earth. It was delivered to us by the Lord Jesus. So the things on earth are not God's responsibility, but our responsibility until the earth's contract expires. Another example is found in the Old Testament where Jesus speaks through the prophet and says, take up a lamentation upon or against the king of Tyrus. That is in Ezekiel. The king of Tyrus was a man, but some of the things used in describing the king of Tyrus could not have been referring to a man. In these verses, we have the law of double reverence. It is evident from the scripture that the king of Tyrus was under the control of a spirit being in the atmosphere above the earth. It wasn't just the physical king of Tyrus, but the spiritual wickedness of principalities that controlled him. Remember, Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Paul also admonishes us to put God's armor first in Ephesians 6, 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Once you have put on God's armor, don't put it off. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. The belt which is about the waist was the belt that held the armor as well as a sword in place. If there ever was a time we needed to gird ourselves with truth, then it's today. People sometimes back off of the Word of God because something they have experienced. But it is dangerous. It's a dangerous thing to believe in experience rather than God's Word. Regardless of what you experience in life, it doesn't change the Word of God. This is also true in the area of intercession. There are some strange things being talked about intercession, and some of it has come about because of someone has experienced something. But we are on dangerous ground when we begin to teach experience that doesn't agree with the Word of God. Putting on the prayer armor is something that you do. You gird yourself with truth. Know what you believe, and believe what you know. God gave the armor when you were born again. So put it on, and don't let anyone take it off you. Ephesians 6:14-18 says, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all kinds of prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Paul is saying the same as he says in Corinthians 14:15, I will pray with the Spirit, I will also pray with the understanding. He is referring to praying in tongues. He says, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always. The sword of the Spirit is a word proceeding out of your mouth. It's not a sword until it comes out of your mouth. I believe it becomes the sword of the Spirit when your spirit, by the Holy Spirit, prays the Word of God. I believe when you pray in the Spirit, you are praying the Word of God, which is the will of God. Your spirit, by the Holy Spirit, is praying exactly what God's Word says about the situation for which you are praying. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 8:26, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Jesus, our intercessor, by the Holy Spirit, makes intercession for us, even when we don't know how or what to pray. His intercession for us is according to God's Word. And in Romans 8:27, Paul says, he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The will of was added by the translators. So the scripture really says, he makes intercession according to God. In other words, he prays the same way God prays if he prayed about the situation. He could also be inspired by the Holy Spirit to pray God's word in your own language. As Paul said, I will pray with the Spirit, and I pray also with understanding. Praying God's word opens up a way for God's will in the earth. Anytime you go to God with a question, He will answer, He will always answer in agreement with His word concerning that matter. When you ask Him about the situation you face, He will remind you of what He has already said in His word. If God were to pray, you pray His will, which has always been stated in His word of promise. His words is His willing concerning you and your situation. I heard of a pastor who was helping a drug addict to get off drugs. There were so many coming to his house for Bible study that the police thought he was selling drugs. One of the converts who had been born again at his Bible study called him and said, please come to my house immediately. I need to talk to you. I really have a problem. I don't know what to do about it. So the pastor went to see him. When he arrived at the apartment, he found the problem. It is full of stolen goods. The new convert said, what am I going to do? I was full on drugs when I stole these things. I can't bring it back. I don't even know where I took it. And if I would, they would put me into prison. I'm a changed man. But what can I do about it? The first thought that came to the pastor was Romans 8:26. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So he said, let's pray in the Spirit. They both prayed in tongues until they felt a release in their spirits. And then he went home. A few days later, the new convert called, all excited. He said, you don't believe what has happened. I went out for 2 or 3 hours. When I came back, somebody had broken into my apartment and broken in and taken all these stolen goods. When you have a problem, there seems to be no answer. God's Spirit knows the answer. There is nothing impossible with God, and all things are possible to those who believe. The Bible says Abraham it says of Abraham that when there was no hope, he believed in hope. He may be saying, there is no hope for me financially. But don't say that anymore. Go to the Word of God and get supernatural hope. God's will is that to answer, God's Word is the answer to your problem. I can't tell you exactly what the answer is. I cannot tell you exactly what the answer is, but the Spirit of God knows how to pray concerning your situation. Spend praying in tongues every day. Remember, the Spirit of truth will teach you and guide you into all truth. He will show you things to come and how to pray as God would pray. Some years ago, there was a serious car accident. A pastor who happened to come that way saw women lying on the street, and they were all severely injured. So he stopped and went to the ladies and began to try to comfort them. Then he noticed one of them was hurt very badly and seemed to be unconscious. He held her head in his lap and began to pray in tongues. He prayed for her by the help of the Holy Spirit until the ambulance came. After all the victims were transported to the hospital, he drove home with no thought of ever seeing this lady again. In his church, many people accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But about a year after that incident, someone was visiting the church with a new convert. She gave a testimony and began telling about an accident that she was involved in some time back. She described the accident, and the pastor realized that she was the one who he held that day and prayed for until the ambulance came. They all got excited as they realized that Jesus, the intercessor, by the Holy Spirit had prayed the perfect prayer through the pastor when he did not know what to do in a situation. And all that he prayed about in the Spirit worked together for good. The pastor says, "I know now that the Holy Spirit prayed through my spirit for that woman to live and be healed and be born again." Mm-hmm. Praying in the Spirit allows Jesus, the intercessor, to flow through you. As James 5:16 says, "Pray for one another that you may be healed." Be a channel through which the Holy Spirit can minister to others. Be the channel. Give Jesus liberty to intercede through you on behalf of others, for he prays the way that God would pray. In the garden, Adam walked and talked with God in the cool of the day. In Genesis 3. God is a spirit, and there was spiritual communication between God and Adam. Until Adam sinned, his tongue was connected to the spirit. That connection broke because of sin. Then he began to be ruled by his carnal mind. He has lost control of his tongue. James said in chapter 3, verse 6 to 8, "And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison." When we know that God didn't set man's tongue on fire of hell, Satan, the deceiver, poisoned man's tongue through deception. His tongue was then dominated by his flesh instead of by his spirit. When we were born again, we became new creatures in Christ Jesus. When we are baptized in the Holy Spirit, as in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, we get our tongue connected to our spirit again. Then we are able to communicate with our Father in the Spirit. Every word you speak from the time you learn to talk comes out of your head. Until you're baptized by the Holy Spirit and speak with other tongues. Then as you pray in the Spirit, that language comes out of your spirit and not out of your head. This is why it is referred to as speaking in other tongues. God wants us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Certainly, people who have not received the Holy Spirit baptism can worship God. But there is a spiritual communication through tongues, a flow of the Spirit of God, like a river, that never dries up. It's a refreshing that is supernatural. The promise is for all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. In the 16th chapter of Mark, Jesus said, "These signs shall follow them that believe." Then one of the signs he mentioned was, "In my name they shall speak with new tongues." Every believer has the right to speak with new tongues. You may have grown up in a church where they taught that speaking in tongues stopped when the apostles died. And yet you may have been taught that speaking in tongues is of the devil. But we find in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, that speaking in tongues was of God. In Acts chapter 8, it was of God. In Acts chapter 10, it was of God. In Acts chapter 19, it was of God. And it's still of God today. I heard of a gambler who went with a minister to a gospel business, to a full gospel businessman's meeting, where people were speaking in tongues as they received as they were baptized by the Holy Spirit. On the way home, the minister, who did believe in speaking in tongues, said to the gambler, "Don't you get mixed up with these people. That tongue business is of the devil." The gambler replied, "Now, Pastor, I've served the devil for 40 years. And I have been in every bar and club of the town. If speaking of tongues was of the devil, I truly have been speaking in tongues for a long time." Speaking in tongues was of God in Paul's day, and is of God today. Yet I realize the devil tries to produce counterfeit. But don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Remember Jesus' words, "The Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things." When he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. And God, then thank God that Comforter has come. Paul put it in this way in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 and 5. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." Praying in the Spirit, in tongues, is a supernatural way of casting down wrong imaginations and bring every thought into obedience to Christ. Man cannot tame the tongue with his own ability, but the Holy Spirit is capable of taming the tongue. Sometimes we think God is not interested in our lives. We think he doesn't care. We think he doesn't answer our prayers. Yet we must hold on to the fact that God has control of and results. Our opening verse was like this in Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Many times we do not know why God is not us acting in a certain way. But if we would understand God, we would be God ourselves. If you are a cleaner on an aircraft carrier, you don't know what the captain makes certain, why the captain makes certain decisions. You just trust that he knows his business. So we trust that God knows his business. We don't need to know everything. Leave it up to God. Continue to praise his name and continue to speak in tongues. The Holy Spirit, in your spirit, knows what to pray for. Let's finish with this verse from Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will not do? Or has he spoken and will not make it good? God is not a liar, and he knows your end result. Mm-hmm.